No matter how seasoned or how new you are to motherhood, you've probably experienced some form of mom anxiety. You know, anxiousness, stress, worry, they all present themselves in a lot of different ways in motherhood, and it can be really crippling when you don't know how to handle it and you don't know how to process it. I myself experienced postpartum anxiety as a brand new mom, and still to this day, I have times where it pops up and I have to deal with it. But I've learned how to move through those anxious feelings and not let myself get stuck in them, and I've learned how to bring myself just back to a place of peace. So today I'm sharing some of my story with you and giving you some of the tools that have helped me in those anxious mom moments in hopes that they help you too. So let's get into today's episode. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. First and foremost, I want to say if you are struggling with severe anxiety and it is affecting your ability to function on a daily basis, it's completely taking over your life, like you can't do anything because of your anxiety, please consider seeking professional help from a trusted Christian counselor or therapist or doctor. Find someone that's going to help you get to the root of that anxiety and give you the tools that are going to help you. I know that anxiety is a bit of a trigger word, and so I want to tread carefully with this and make sure that we're clear on what we're talking about today. When I say mom anxiety, I am not talking about like you have a diagnosis of anxiety or anything like that. I am talking more about those moments of anxiousness that we all experience as moms and what we can do to move through those moments, feel those anxious feelings, and bring ourselves back to a place of peace. Because anxiousness is a feeling. You can feel anxious without needing to slap the anxiety label on yourself. You know, we're very quick to label in our generation. Sometimes it's warranted, and there are cases, there's lots of people who truly have, diagnosed anxiety disorder. But it's not always the case. And I think sometimes we can label too quickly. We label our kids, we label ourselves, we just slap a label on and think that that's gonna make it okay. But anxious, we're talking about anxiousness today. Anxious is a feeling, it's not a permanent label, it's different from, you know, diagnosed anxiety. And so we're talking about the anxious moments in motherhood, the worrying, the stress, those kinds of moments, and how to process through them, because anxious is a feeling, but peace is a promise. And so that's what we're talking about today. And I hope at the end of this episode, you feel more equipped to handle those anxious feelings, because they happen as moms. They happen, whether it's anxious over scenarios that haven't even happened yet, or just tiny moments of anxiety or worry. Like, we all feel it, and it's a struggle for all of us. And so that's why I just want to take today to just really dive into this topic and give you some tools that have helped me in my own experience with this. Because if you don't know, I experienced postpartum anxiety after my firstborn was born. And I had postpartum depression. It kind of morphed into anxiety. And it was really, it affected every decision that I made. It affected everything that I did. I would not go places because of my anxiety over things that hadn't happened yet. You know, I didn't trust anyone with my baby. I didn't trust my parents. I didn't trust my in-laws. I didn't trust close friends. I didn't trust anyone with him. And it just, looking back, I didn't even know really how much it was impacting my life and impacting just my daily, everyday life until I was able to look back in hindsight and realize that, like, oh, that's not actually how life has to be lived, because now on the other side, like, I have anxious moments, but I wouldn't say that I, you know, quote unquote, struggle with anxiety, because it's not a struggle. I've learned how to just move myself through those anxious moments and bring myself back to peace. And so before we go any further, I want to, you guys know, this is always what I do. I always try to point us back to the Bible, because I can say, you know, I could say lots of things, but if it's not rooted in the Word of God, then it really means nothing and it has no merit to stand on. So I, before we get into, you know, how to actually process those anxious moments, I want to look at what the Bible says about anxiety, about worry, about what to do in those situations. And first of all, in Philippians chapter 4, it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, pray. And the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. And so that is something that I think we all need to remember, that in the Bible, it literally says, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, pray. And when you pray, the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And so I like to, when I read that scripture, I like to envision peace as a literal shield around my mind. And when I pray, when I bring the anxieties to God, it's bringing that shield back up over my mind, because the enemy will use anything to keep you distracted, to keep you in a fear cycle, to keep you you know, less than your best. And anxiety and worries and those like little thoughts, those little moments of anxiousness, he will capitalize on it. And so when we bring those anxieties to the Lord, when we bring them to his feet, that shield of peace comes back up over our hearts and over our minds. And so I like to envision that. And I would encourage you to envision that when you read that, when you hear that, envision it as a shield. It's guarding your heart and mind. The other thing that the Bible says about peace is that it's a fruit of the Spirit. And for a long time, the fruit of the Spirit was really just a Sunday school thing that we learned, and it's cool, and these are the fruits of the Spirit. Great. But the more I began to dive into the fruit of the Spirit, the more I really began to understand it for what it actually is. And, you know, I kind of began to dissect, okay, what is fruit? Fruit is, you know, fruit on a tree is the byproduct of the health of the tree. It's a byproduct of the tree being rooted in the ground. When a tree is healthy and its roots are dug down deep, it will produce fruit. And the same is true in our lives. When we are rooted in the Spirit, when we are in step with the Spirit, when we are rooting our lives in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, then these things will be the fruit. And, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, those will be the fruit of rooting ourselves in the Spirit. And so peace is on that list. Peace is a promise if we are rooted in the Spirit, if we are digging our roots deep in the Word of God, in the Holy Spirit, in who, you know, we are created to be in Christ, then peace is a promise. It's something that we can depend on. It's not something that we have to strive for. And so that's another thing that is really important to remember, is that peace is a promise. So as we dive into these, I want to give you three things that just help me personally in moments of anxiousness. And as we dive into these, I want you to remember that peace is a promise, and the peace that passes all understanding is our shield for our hearts and our minds. So the first thing that helps me process these moments of anxiousness is to take myself all the way through the scenario that I'm feeling anxiety about. Even worst case scenarios, this is especially helpful when you're feeling worry or anxious about things that haven't happened yet. So for example, when my oldest was, I think he was about 2. We were at the fair with our family, and this was like kind of, you know, I was out of like the really severe postpartum depression and anxiety, but I had residue, you know? I was still kind of healing and working through like how to live my life in a way that wasn't just consumed by anxiety. And so we were at the fair with our family, and I remember my dad was, which he is my son's favorite person in the whole world, and they were walking together. We're at the fair, they're walking together, and I remember he wasn't like holding his hand or anything, he was just kind of like walking next to him, and I started experiencing this like severe anxiety that something was going to happen to Miles, or somebody was going to like snatch him up and take him, because my dad wasn't holding his hand, and I like started just this spiral of thoughts like, no, why don't you know that you need to hold his hand? Why don't you care? What, like, just, and it was all in my head. Like, I don't even know if any of my family knows this story, but it was all in my head. And then I just had to stop and kind of take myself, like, okay, if someone tried to take Miles right now, if someone, while he's with my dad, if someone tried to take him, what would happen? And my dad is like, he's big, he's very fit, he's like, you know, he's a black belt in karate, he does jujitsu, like he is a fighter. And so I'm like, when I like walk myself realistically through that scenario and I go, if somebody tried to take Miles while he was with my dad, like they would be dropped to the ground so fast and my dad would handle that situation so fast. And I have nothing to worry about because even if something like that did happen, like my dad would take care of it. He loves Miles as much as I do. Maybe not in the same way, but he loves him just as much as I do. And he would do anything for him in the same way that I would do anything for him. And like that is his grandson. Like he would do anything to keep him safe. And so I'm like, when I take myself there, and that's just one example, but when I take myself there and I walk myself through that situation, it takes away the unknown, because a lot of times the anxiety is just, it's fear of the unknown. It's fear of something that hasn't happened yet. And so when I take myself all the way through that scenario and I go, actually, even if something did try to happen, even if, you know, in that scenario, it was like, I was worried that somebody was going to try to take Miles because we were at the fair, there was a ton of people and he wasn't holding his hand and he's just a little 2-year-old following behind his papa. And so when I take myself all the way through that scenario, I'm like, okay, even if something like that did happen, my dad would handle it so fast and my dad would do anything. And we were all around and like, we would all start, we would all jump to help and it would be taken care of. So I have nothing to worry about. And it kind of helps just dissipate that anxiety and just level it out. And I have to do this a lot with like worst case scenarios. Like, you know, my child getting sick or losing a child or something like that. That's just like those worst case scenarios that we have that anxiousness and that worry about. And I know if you're anything like me, it especially comes up when you know, whether something happens to like somebody that you know, or you read about something and it's just like makes this like crippling, like it literally, my heart physically starts to hurt thinking about what would I do in that situation. And so I have to take myself through that. And when I take myself through, like, how would that be if I was in that situation? When I take myself all the way through it, I get to the place where even if that happened, even if the worst case scenario came true in my life, God would still be God. He would still be good. And he would carry us through it. And I know this by the testimony of people that I know. We have close friends that have walked through this worst case scenario situation. And I know by the testimony of their faith and by the evidence in their life that God would still be God, he would still be good, and he would carry us through it. So I have no reason to be anxious about something that hasn't happened yet, because I serve a God who is bigger. We serve a God who is bigger than our worst case scenarios, and he carries us through everything. And so, you know, the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough troubles of its own. And that is very true for us as moms. Like, we don't need to worry about tomorrow. We don't need to worry about what hasn't happened yet. And I know it's easy to say, like, don't worry, don't be anxious. But this is how, for me, like in real time, this is how I actively pursue not worrying, because it's one thing to say don't worry, but for me, I'm like, okay, but how can I not worry? Like, what is something that I can actually do? So for me, this is something that this is a real-time practice that I use, is in my own head, I walk myself through, step by step, through that worst case scenario. And I sometimes it even makes me cry and it makes me really emotional to think about. But after I do that, then I can see, even if the worst case scenario happened, God would still be God. He would still be good, and he would carry us through it. The next thing that I do to help me process those anxious moments in real time is I like to have key phrases, you know, mantras, affirmations, whatever you want to call it, to repeat to yourself in those moments. Mine is, and I really only have one, but it really works for me, and you can steal it if you want it. Mine is peace is a promise. This is a declaration for me that when I am feeling anxious, when I am worrying, when I am stressed, you know, about just, I mean, our world, we have so much to be worried about, and it can be crippling if we don't bring ourselves back to this promise, this declaration that peace is a promise. As a daughter of Christ, hear me clearly, as a daughter of Christ, because we talked earlier that peace is a fruit of the Spirit, and so if you are rooted in the Spirit, if you are rooted in the Word of God, if you are rooted in who He says you are, then your birthright is peace. You know, they're calling this the age of anxiety. Our generation, where anxiety is at an all-time high, we're more anxious as moms than ever before, and it's probably due to all of the readily available information that we have access to at our fingertips. But even in the age of anxiety, peace is our birthright. We are daughters. We are not of this world. And so we do not have to take that label and put it on ourselves. We do not have to take the label of anxiety and put it on ourselves, because peace, we are daughters. Peace is our birthright. Even in the age of anxiety, peace is a promise. Declare that over yourself. Say it out loud. Sometimes I have to say it over and over again. Anxious is a feeling. Peace is a promise. Peace is my promise. It's not something that I have to strive for. It's not something that I have to ask and ask and ask and hope that God answers my prayer. No, if you ask, if you bring your cares, the Bible says, cast your cares on him and he will care for you. If you bring your anxieties to him, if you lay them at his feet, he will be faithful to guard your heart and your mind with his peace that passes all understanding, which means it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. His peace doesn't make sense. Our brains can't comprehend why in the age of anxiety we would have peace, but it's through him. And that leads me to number three, which might be the most underrated tool when dealing with anxiety, prayer. You know, Philippians 4 says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything pray, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. That's the verse that we've been talking about. We keep coming back to it, but it's so, so good. It says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything pray, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. Remember your shield, peace like a shield surrounding your mind. When you pray, when you bring those anxieties to his feet, when you bring those worries to his feet, he cares about you. Cast your cares on him because he cares about you. He cares about the things that you care about. He cares about the things that bring you anxiety. He cares about the things that make you worry. And he wants to guard your heart and your mind with his peace. With his peace that passes all understanding, his peace that doesn't make sense. It's what prayer does. It brings a shield of peace over our minds. You know, I don't know the specifics of your story or what made you press play on this episode, but I do know that there are no accidents with God, and I believe that God led you here to hit play on this episode because he wants to remind you that you are not alone in your struggle and that he sees you, and he wants to remind you of the peace that he's promised you. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Draw near to him. Root yourself in him. Root yourself in his word. And you will find peace. Because his peace in this age of anxiety, in this anxious generation in this crazy world, his peace is the only thing that will truly calm our anxious minds. I would love to pray for you before we go. God, I thank you for my sister, and I thank you that whatever brought her to hit play on this episode, I thank you that there are no accidents with you, and that you have led her exactly here to be listening to these words. And I pray over her today. Lord, if she has been struggling with anxiety, if she's been struggling with anxious thoughts, with anxious moments, with worry, Lord, I pray that she would bring them to your feet, that she would honestly and completely lay it all out for you, because we know that you already know everything that's on our mind. And so I pray that she would, with full confidence, come to your feet and just lay her anxieties down. Lord, I pray that your peace would begin to cover her mind like a shield, that your peace that passes all understanding would cover her. Lord, that instead of walking in anxiety, that she would walk in peace that doesn't make sense, peace that people notice, that people go, why do you have so much peace? And I pray that you would just cover her mind, protect her mind, bring peace like a shield over her in Jesus' name. I pray that you would bless her family, bless herself, bless her motherhood. Lord, I pray that in everything you would give her joy, unspeakable joy, that she would truly be a joy-filled mother in Jesus' name. Amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.